Thanks, Steve. Well, hello, everyone. I'm really happy to be here today, and I've got three of my team here with me, the leaders of three of our businesses, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about this terrific oil and gas franchise that we have and talk about some of the reasons why we're so excited about the future in this business. You know, when I joined the oil and gas team just a couple of months ago, and one of the first things I saw when I joined this business was this picture. And I looked at this and I said, this is probably the most exciting opportunity of my entire career. Now, the way you look at this chart and try and interpret it for the future, you know, today the world is delivering about 140 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. Over the next decade, that number is going to rise. The demand is going to rise to about 165 million. Now, the dynamic that's going on, though, with these existing reservoirs is that with the supply that's producing that 140 today, it's actually going to shrink. It's actually going to shrink to somewhere in the neighborhood of 65. So we have to add supply to the tune of four new Russia equivalents plus five new Saudi equivalents in order to supply the world with that 165 million of demand. Now, we've got a technology lineup. We've got a series of businesses that is going to position us incredibly well to play across this set of challenges. You got to remember, too, that these new sources are going to be more challenging than the old sources. They're going to be deeper water, further offshore, acid, sour sources of supply. If we can deliver the technology for our customers to help them in this very, very difficult environment, we are going to have a wonderful franchise for our company and our shareholders. I think even with the 65, you know, a typical reservoir today is able to extract about 35% of the assets in that reservoir. So enhanced oil recovery or the ability to get more out of those existing reservoirs is another set of technologies that we have that will also play very well for the future. So when you look at this business has grown from roughly $1 billion back in the beginning, or right around 2000. It was the Nuevo Pinone was the original acquisition. Great compression technology, which we've built a phenomenal platform around, or franchise around. Today, we have a portfolio that is going to deliver over $14 billion of orders this year, and we are positioned incredibly well across the full stream from upstream to downstream with threads that run through the whole thing that are going to allow us to execute and grow for long into the future. And we're going to talk about each of these businesses in a little bit of detail here today. So starting with the core, or that first thing, the LNG franchise that we have today is probably the most comprehensive in the world. We're involved in virtually every LNG project in the world at some level. This is a fast-growth industry. You can see 21% annual growth. We've got great technology. We've got a strong position with our customers. They share with us their challenges. We have delivered a number of industry firsts in this key section of our business that are delivering on that challenge to get at these more difficult sources to bring efficient technology that will allow them to be successful. Now, this business also has a very nice aftermarket. I spent a lot of years in the services side of GE, and I've worked with this before. This is a great services business with growth potential as well. So a wonderful business and platform, a huge part of our portfolio, and one with a lot of momentum. Now, Subsea Systems, and Rod's going to talk a little bit more about Subsea in a moment. You know, this is a newer piece of the portfolio. You know, we have a comprehensive set of technologies here that position us to play across the needs of our customers. We have the ability to integrate more of the total system today. And in addition to that, we have a nice fledgling aftermarket business that we think can grow very nicely over time. This is a great growth area for us. As you know, the environment is extremely difficult that our customers are in. It's deep water. It's high risk. Safety, reliability are crucial. And these are the things that play to our strengths. These are the things that allow us to differentiate ourselves from our competition. So this is a great piece of the business and one that Rod will share more on in a moment. Drilling and surface, Sam's going to talk a little bit more about this. But again, another great platform. We've got a wonderful lineup of technology. And I think the area that's most exciting is this idea of enhanced oil recovery and some of the challenges associated with getting more out of the reservoirs. We've got good technology which we can make better by virtue of access to our GE Global Research Organization. This is a nice-sized market, again, with a good aftermarket potential. So yet another strong piece of the portfolio. Now, Process Solutions, and Brian will talk about this in a moment as well. You know, this is a business that we built over time. It's roughly 20 acquisitions that we've put together. This allows us to focus on reliability of our customers' critical assets. All right, so we play best in the space where our customers have big investments. The reliability and performance of those investments are crucial to their economics and to their bottom line. So they bring our technology in. We have the ability to do monitoring and diagnostics, condition asset monitoring. We play really a thread across the business, including controls, that allows us to generate value for our customers. We've been very successful in this business. It has a great aftermarket component to it, and Brian will share more on this in a moment. So if you look at the new portfolio, the new GE Oil and Gas, this business is very different than it was just a few years ago. As I've showed you, it's grown dramatically. We now have extensive coverage from upstream to downstream. We've got critical technology access. We have the ability to make it better, to enhance it for the more difficult challenges ahead for our customers. This is an area where our customers are spending a lot of money, and they want to have reliable partners or reliable suppliers that can deliver the types of solutions for them that will make them successful. So a beautiful portfolio to work with. And as I said, this process solution set of technologies that can give us access to more data, to more of the information that is important to making those equipment reliable when it's sitting on the bottom of the ocean, where you can't easily send someone out to determine what the status of something is. So more data and more ability to remotely monitor and act upon the equipment. You know, I mentioned a moment ago a number of firsts. You know, this business, we have access to customers. They talk about their difficult challenges, where they're trying to go, what they're trying to do. And, you know, as you can see here, we've got a few examples of places where we have delivered industry firsts, where we have been able to deliver in the case of the first one, a subsea compressor, which will allow Statoil to gain more access to the assets in a reservoir without the normal amount of investment that you would see floating on the surface. This is an excellent investment. It's a technology breakthrough and something that we are going to play even bigger with the addition of business like Convertene. You know, this is a set of technologies that when you put them together, we can come up with some real new solutions. So we're spending heavily in this area. We've got a strong commitment to R&D, the idea that we can listen to customers and put our team to work on the next generation solutions has worked very well for us. Now, I wanted to just spend a minute on this topic, right? You know, I've got in my portfolio, I've got a number of acquisitions to integrate, you know, a number of things to bring together and to create value. You know, I've been with 32 years with the company. I spent 26 of that in aviation. I've worked in the services domain, both in aviation and energy. And I have chaired the service council for the company for a number of years. And, you know, when I look at across the portfolio, I see things and value that we can get access to and create that I can't imagine where else in the world you can make this happen. You know, we have access to technology that is developed in aviation. You know, composite fan blades that keep the GE90 so successful. These are technologies that we believe can be applied to materials to make our products lighter and more competitive in the future. You know, the non-destructive testing, we have an inspection business that's part of Brian's portfolio. We take technology that was developed for GE Healthcare, and we apply it to the industrial space. You know, we think of Brian's business as healthcare for industrial assets. It's a way to determine the status of equipment in order to keep it productively working and to keep the process of managing it over time very organized. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to lean into the bigger company and get the kind of things we need in order to make our business successful. When you look at the track record here, you know, we've built a powerhouse of a portfolio of businesses that have some common denominators, some things that we can run across the portfolio in order to make them all better. You know, this is a global business. A few years ago, it was predominantly a European business. Today, it is extremely global, 33,000 people spread across the world. We have footprint in every major location where the action is. We've put up resources in Australia, in Africa, in Brazil. We are positioned where the business is, where our customers are, and we have the portfolio today to deliver on the challenges that they are facing going forward. So with that, I'd like to hand it off to Rod here and let him tell you a little bit more about Subsea.